So Parshas Bamidbar marks the first appearance of an element of Jewish identity, which Baruch Hashem in the modern era has accumulated such symbolic importance, such significance, such love, such affection. But many believe it's either a foreign implant, or many see it as bereft and devoid of any meaning. And that's our flag. Yishal deglola beisav osam. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva, and he's very critical about placing a flag in a shul. It's a sign of avodah zarah. It's a desecration, possibly of the Beis HaMedrash or the Beis HaKnesses. In fact, in this tshuva, it comes out even more, as strange as it would sound for someone listening to the shir, even more in favor of an American flag in the Beis HaKnesses rather than an Israeli flag. That issue aside, the American flag or a non-Jewish flag, what is the source of a flag? Why are we on solid ground? Is this a Jewish tradition to place so much emphasis on a flag, on a conventional symbol of human convention rather than some divinely delivered? So when the flag was decided upon, the Zionist Congress by David Wolfson designed, the colors and the design were very, very distinct. They were aware of it in the selection of that flag. It resembles a talis. And for hundreds of years, first of all, many of our talisos today are black-rimmed and black-edged, but the real minog, certainly in Ashkenazic lands, was to rim the talis with tchelas blue as a memory of the lost tradition of tchelas. So the talis did really resemble the flag, or the flag ultimately did resemble the talis. And this is a way of creating continuity, which is so important in general in symbols and icons. It's hard to impose iconography on people, but when those icons and symbols partake of the past cultural experiences, there's a continuity. And as a religious Zionist, it's in that continuity that the real challenge of our Zionism lies. For so many people, 1948 is the birth of the Jewish people, and for us, 1948 is a quantum leap forward. It's a return to our land, but the State of Israel, the reemergence of our people, the revitalization of our land doesn't exist in a vacuum. In Sefer Bamidbar, it sounds as if the flags may be both functional together, to protect the pedigree of respective tribes and families, to announce movements in Parshas Bahaloscha, to direct people, to gather. But Chazal saw the flag as something so much more. Chazal saw it as something metaphysical, that the Malachim first appeared with flags at Har Sinai. Dagol Merivava, tens of thousands of Malachim circling, levitating, breezing through the air at Har Sinai with their flags pointing upwards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reminding all spectators that they had no identity aside from their interaction with Hashem. The most basic symbolism of a flag is pointing upwards. And the Jewish people desired that flag. Hisavu degalim, the Medrash says. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them they'd have their flags. Haviyani HaMelech HaDarav, the diglo alai ahava, that he would bring them to their house, as the pasuk in Shir HaShirim implies, and deliver them this flag. So, from the very onset of Jewish history, even before the encampment and the pragmatic and technical needs of a flag, Am Yisrael sends something angelic, celestial, unique, a unique aspect of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that only a flag could convey. And the flags became symbols of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love when they were finally delivered in Sefer Bamidbar. Chazal tell us the flag of Yehuda was blue. It says Kemin Shemayim. It doesn't say the word Tchelos, but Kemin Shemayim had a picture of a lion on it. And to a degree, the fact that our Israeli flag is still that remnant and vestigial blue reminds us that, sadly, we lost so many Shevatim, and really the only primary Shevet to remain was Binyamin, and primarily Yehuda. But in truth, the flag was raised over the Jewish people even before Har Sinai demonstrated the celestial value of a flag because the angels carried those flags. The Ramban says that when the Torah describes in Parshas Bishalach uvenei Yitzhak Yatzu biyad Ramah, they were carrying a flag, and that flag is not just celestial and metaphysical, it's not just pragmatic, but it's a sign of pride. It's a sign of Bereish Galeh, as Elkala says, an open, overt, proud, confident fashion. And that's really what a flag is in the state of Israel after so many centuries of not possessing flaghood and the national pride and the national identity, succumbing to so much persecution and so much back-breaking identitylessness, to be able to raise our flag, and to see this as our Yeshua, and of course the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more than just the metaphysical flag in a vacuum described in the Midbar that the angels. Angels obviously live in historical vacuum, but it's the pride of our flag. There's a beautiful, beautiful Zohar on the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. It's an incredibly eerie association. Ish al deglobi osels lebesav osam Zohar says as follows, Simcho es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba'kol ohaveha. Of course, the Pasuk about the joy in Yerushalayim, Chedvo la'ushtakach, there's only real joy, Ela b'zman ha'disol kaima barakadisha. Only when the Jews are living in Israel, fully aligned, Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha b'eretz ha'kodesh, Ivdu as Hashem b'yira b'eretz ha'cher. It's a very famous medrash that simcha exists in Israel, yira is primarily emphasized in Chutz La'aretz, but this juxtaposition between raising a flag and living in Yerushalayim, that all came true 50 years ago. So the flag is an important icon. It reminds us of our past. It reminds us of the struggle, since this is such an iconic mitzvah. Certain periods, Jews were prohibited from wearing tzitzis, even in the absence or even independent of attempts to eliminate or severely limit tzitzis performance. The coloration, the style, the metaphor, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the pride of Kumi Miyot, like they first experienced when they left in Parshas Bishalach, Uvenei Yisrael Yatzu B'Yad Ramah. And it's also the metaphysical flags that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered to us when we asked for it. The great irony of that matter is Hashem didn't impose a flag. So you just had to ask for their flags. And it's pretty obvious that the flags weren't just for encampment. It's pretty obvious that flags played a role in the war. David HaMelech says in Tehillim Parasamech, Nasata Lirecha Nes Lehisnoses, you gave me this flag to wave, and presumably the flag was taken to warfare. Yeshaya talks about V'el Amim Arim Nisi, I will raise my flag to the other nations. So it's clear that the flag was a representative tool, not just in the Midbar, but throughout Jewish history, and not just for pragmatic reasons, but to represent our higher correspondence and association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's one final image of a flag, and one final message of a flag, primarily based on Yeshaya, Perek Yud Aleph, V'nasa, Neis Lagoyim, V'asaf Nivchei Yisrael, which is the source of the davening that Hashem will raise a flag both to gather us, Lasid Lavo, and to a degree to gather all the nations, usually. Venasa Nes Lagoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather all the nations. And that image, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers us with this flag. And now we finally are raising that flag and waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reciprocate with his flag. We've created our flag, and our flag reminds us of the blue of Shemayim, the blue of Shevet Yehuda, the blue of Tchelas, and now we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to raise our flag and to reciprocate with his flag, and to wave our flags as we return to Yerushalayim, to history, and to the Beis HaMikdash.